possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Browns taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in preseason game number 2. We will get back to Quinshon Judkins and Isaiah Bond coming up here in a little bit. Also, Morgan Wallen's in town, and everybody's like, Ken, you excited? I go, guys, I don't know a single word he sings. I don't know a single song or
lyric.
Nothing. And people go, how is that possible? I go, guys, the current country music, I haven't been to a concert in years. The current country music singers I might go to see, Sturgill Simpson. A lot of people send me a lot of other ones that are really good too, but I mean, you'd go see him in clubs and things like that. I'd see Sturgill Simpson. Would he be like Rocket Arena? Could Sturgill Simpson do Rocket Arena?
I don't know if he'd be there yet.
Okay, so he's like more House of Blues, Agora?
Yeah.
Okay. And
Might be a Blossom.
My wife, who has never liked country music, you know she kind of likes?
Who's that?
She likes Luke Combs. And I'm kind of okay. I'm all right with Luke Combs.
He's a bigger fella.
It's a little... I wonder if that's kind of the thing. Kind of looks like you.
Yeah, he does.
Kind of looks like you.
Same kind of beard, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going, oh, he's a bigger guy. Is there like a thing there? Maybe it is. But I also thought, I like some of Luke Combs. A little bit too much heartbreaky stuff for me, but whatever. But most of the country music stars I listen to, guys, I'm like, they're dead.
Guys for you.
Okay.
There's a guy named Zach Top. You should go listen.
Okay, I'll check that out. I like Culture Wall, the guy from Canada. Like some of those ones.
Yeah, I'm Ride or Die Rascal Flatts.
Yeah, no.
Ohio voice.
Not as much with me. But most of the guys I listen to, with the exception of Hank Williams Jr., they're dead. Waylon Jennings is dead. Willie Nelson is dead. Johnny Cash, definitely dead.
Even I know like five
Charlie Daniels
Morgan Wallen songs. That one of them was with Post Malone.
Yeah.
And that got a lot of play in the Lima car, thanks to the wife. So I've seen a lot of his walkouts. And every time, remember, you had Peyton Manning do the one when
Knoxville.
He was in Knoxville, Tennessee. That was pretty damn cool.
Peyton was in full volunteer uniform.
Who, yes. Peyton Manning was?
Yes.
Oh, go watch. You can YouTube best Morgan Wallen walkouts, and you'll see some good ones.
So he's doing two shows, right?
Two. So
two shows.
We're going to have
tomorrow.
Two cast of characters, potentially. You remember in Kansas City, and they talked a lot about it with Travis Kelce on that Taylor Swift podcast. They had Mahomes,
uniform.
Kelce, Chris Jones. They came out. So oftentimes it's sports.
Hell of a thing.
Yep.
Some celebrity. And
they play in that arena. It makes it easier.
Yeah. So who's it going to be over the next 2 days?
Well, the Browns are in Philly. So
I was told there would be one Brown in there on Saturday. But it's going to be tight. It's going to be
tight.
That's
going to be a
tight
window. That game starts at 1.
Mm-hmm.
That game will probably end. It's a preseason game, so it probably ends before 4. In the air at 5,
mm-hmm.
they move very quickly. That's going to be tight.
And do they go to Hopkins or Burke?
They go to Hopkins.
Okay.
Should be Hopkins.
That adds to the time.
It's a very big plane.
So hopefully no speeding on the way from there to the stadium, given recent events.
Okay.
Do you have any?
You want to hit that for me over there before we talk about these QBs?
No, I have a police report.
Reckless speculation.
It was just MGK week. Do you think he's hanging around? Because I imagine Morgan Wallen would.
His city, right?
And then they would do a song together, wouldn't they?
Of course.
What would they sing?
The one where you dance with a mop.
Do we have to see Dylan Gabriel tomorrow?
I think so.
I think this is last chance, man.
Yeah. I think it's a huge opportunity, though. You say last chance.
I got to see it. Because again,
what if he actually plays well? I know. Save your laughter.
I've only seen him a couple times, and really it's been no pads. No pads. And everybody who sees him doesn't have nice things to say. Elliott Shore Parks, WIP, their Eagles, the Daryl Ryder of the sports radio WIP over there in Philadelphia. He was on with the guys in the afternoon. And I mean, he, again, not very nice things to say about Dylan Gabriel.
I would not be putting stock in Dylan Gabriel as a future quarterback of this team if I were Browns fans. I thought he was probably better today than he was yesterday, but I'm skeptical after watching him for 2 days. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see Sanders practice. Obviously, he didn't practice the last 2 days, so I can't compare the two, but I would be pretty stunned if Sanders isn't considerably better than Dylan Gabriel. He's got to be the smallest quarterback I've ever seen on an NFL field. So, yeah, I think it's probably mostly the height is part of it, but I also thought yesterday his accuracy wasn't very good. I do think today he was better, but no, I don't think he is an NFL starting quarterback.
I said Willie Nelson was dead for whatever reason. Willie Nelson is definitely still alive. Elliott Shore Parks, that's him on Dylan Gabriel.
How tall is Willie Nelson?
Is he taller than Dylan Gabriel? He's still alive. Now you got height.
He's listed at 5'6".
Shorter than Dylan Gabriel.
Okay. All right.
Be taller in cleats.
Well, Willie Nelson in cowboy boots. He might be taller in cowboy boots.
He might not be taller, but he's definitely higher.
If he was a certain governor of a certain state in the South, maybe he would be taller. Coming in hot at 9:45.
That's right.
Elliott Shore Parks continues talking about Shador. And when Shador, we talked about this yesterday, talking to Jalen Hurts as the Browns won joint practice number two over the Eagles, according to Elliott Shore Parks. And here's what he said about Shador Sanders.
But Jalen is certainly somebody that lots of people have opinions on, whether he's top 10 quarterback, wherever he should rank in the league. It feels like he's always talked about. It is cool to see him become a guy that other young quarterbacks around the league are, you know, looking to for advice or looking up to, however you want to put it.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
He said that, you know, he will keep his conversation with Shador private, but, you know, he's always there for Shador and he wants to help out the young quarterback. So, you know, I don't know Shador, or I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but Shador is like, I don't know maybe as well as you guys do, but I think it's an awesome sign for him as a person that he reached out to Jalen after practice and asked for his advice. So I know there was a lot of discussion about him pre-draft and, you know, where he should have gone, but that interaction to me, I think, is a very promising sign.
50% of our audience loved that answer and 50% of it hate it. Just so you know, that because anytime we say Shador, 50% love it, 50% hate it.
That's crazy because I think he's easily the best thing your team has going right now. If I was a Browns fan, I would put all my chips into him right now and pray that works out.
That's coming from somebody else outside of Cleveland, so you guys can't go ranting and raving at me. I totally agree with him. But I mean, Jalen Hurts is a guy who might be the most disrespected quarterback in the NFL. I can't even say he's top five. Just because he's won a Super Bowl, I can't say he's top five. How many quarterbacks would you put him over to win you a football game on the final drive? You probably put 5, 6, 7 guys up there, maybe even more. He's definitely a top 10 to me, but I think Shador Sanders asking him for advice, talking ball with him, you couldn't find a better one. I mean, Tom Brady's Tom Brady. Tom Brady was undervalued, obviously, coming out of college. The story is legendary. But this guy, he's at the top, and people still question him. And I think for Shador, that's a great thing to say. But again, when it comes to Dylan Gabriel, guys, I got to see him tomorrow. I have to see him because I don't know if he's going to end up playing against the Rams. If Kenny Pickett's ready to go. Now, if Kenny Pickett's not ready to go, then it's Joe Flacco, and then how much do you play anybody else? So I got to see this guy because what scares me is that they might just hand him the number two spot. And I can't find anybody to say nice things about this guy during practice. Excuse me for something like this. I can't find anybody to say anything nice about this guy while he's throwing a football.
It seems like every day I'm waiting for him just to show some signs, right, that would lead you to be, forget third round.
Honestly, I check Twitter and I go, I want to see, I don't mean to cut you off on this, but it's like, I'm waiting for somebody to go, this is Dylan Gabriel's day. Look at this day he's having today. And it's not
zero
happening.
Zero times.
It's not happening.
It's actually amazing because there are plenty of terrible quarterbacks in the NFL that have good practices, right, that look really good, seem dialed in. And it's not like this dude can't throw a football. I've got plenty of evidence. I sent you yesterday, Kenny. I know it was a lot of one-read stuff in that shotgun offense of Oregon. But, I mean, the guy could throw the football. Like, there was no debate about that. Mm-hmm. You'd think there would be some days where, you know, some days not a lot of pass rush. You know, it's a lot of drills, especially in the red zone. Never. You haven't heard one good day from the dude, which is just staggering to me because, like, you'd think he'd look, maybe not a third rounder, but even fifth round quarterbacks, Brock Purdy aside, even fifth round quarterbacks have good moments.
Yeah, and I haven't got a chance to see it. So they've been on the road. They were on the road in Carolina for one practice. They've been on the road in Philadelphia for two practices. You know, I got to see Dylan Gabriel tomorrow. And if we don't get to see Dylan Gabriel, like, again, I think the trust for this franchise is at an all-time low while we've been on at least during this regime. I mean, I think there's been lower trust of the franchise. But with this regime, I think the trust is at an all-time low. I think a lot of people think, and not even considering what we were arguing about for the first hour of the show, I think a lot of people think that they know better than everybody else and they consistently do it wrong compared to everybody else. Like, I remember during a press conference, I think it was, it might have actually been with us, when Andrew had said, you know, they like to zig when everybody else zags. And that's a quote. And I'm thinking, man, maybe you should zag when everybody else is zagging because you're 3-14. Maybe that should be the way. And then they take Dylan Gabriel in the third round. It's a questionable pick in the third round. I know that there's been some reports to buoy it up over the last couple of days where, yeah, teams tried to trade for him. So it might have been a fourth round guy. So if you're really arguing between third and fourth round, I mean, that's really ticky-tack if you're going to do that for a quarterback. Okay, fair. But if he goes out there and he looks like he's not even a capable quarterback whatsoever in the NFL, like, I'm sorry, we got to skewer him on Monday. Because if you're going to put this guy number two, like, this is your Waterloo, if you're Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Barry or anybody here. Because if he ain't got it, you spent a third-round pick on this guy, we're doing Cody Kessler, Tastios, and generic cereal all over again. Except the problem is that generic cereal gets the job done. Generic cereal costs you less and fills you up. Dylan Gabriel, I don't know if he's going to do that. So I can't even compare him to generic cereal the way I did back in the day.
Now, I did have a question that pertains to all the quarterbacks after yesterday. Joe Flacco going up against the ones, having the success that he had yesterday, does that increase the depth between Joe Flacco and Shador and everybody else? Does that mean we're not, like, basically what Albert Breer's been saying all along?
I think we're at right now. It's
like, do we have to tell people that Shador is not in and Dylan Gabriel is not in the same stratosphere as Joe?
And I don't know. And because of Kenny's injury, I don't think Kenny is either. I think that the gap between Joe Flacco and everybody else has only grown over these last 2 weeks.
I think that's important for people to hear.
Yes, I think it's, yeah.
And maybe it doesn't matter because Shador, if he's not available and can't play, unfortunately, tomorrow, then that's just the reality that this is kind of a missed opportunity. It's not his fault. But there was big-time Shador momentum after that game, and rightfully so. You could not deny what you saw. You could say, okay, well, it's against these guys, and it's with these guys, and it's a preseason. Fine, that's all fine. You couldn't deny the talent. The talent was there on display for everybody. But now it feels like missed opportunity because he's not looking like he's going to play, and that just is going to put him back as they get ready for week one. And now Flacco seems to be hitting his stride after a huge performance yesterday in that dual practice.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.